Graham Howie at breakfast on Heartland FM. Stop that nonsense. Well, at least it's such good quality nonsense.
On The Breakfast Show, I was voicing my displeasure with Tony Blair and his failed attempt in following my fashion standards. When you're a fashion leader, an icon like myself, and a handsome devil, and you're leading by example from the front, if you're going to try and copy me, you've got to do it properly. He's not layered his hair, it's not lying properly, it's too long, it's not shaped properly, and he looks ridiculous. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to copy me, thinking, there's a handsome devil, I'll grow my hair a bit longer and look as good as Graham. No chance whatsoever. Frankly, it's embarrassing, Alistair. What's he thinking?
CNN have said Tony Blair has a mullet now that is disturbing Britain.
I don't have a mullet. On The Breakfast Show, I was chatting with Bo Anderson, who is enjoying great success with Elton John and Cyndi Lauper, both fans.
And he was tagging it and I was tagging it and no one had told me anything at this point. And I was like, nah, that's not Elton John, that's a wind-up. And then I was like, oh no, it actually is Elton John. Yes. Oh my God.
Another big fan apparently is Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, it was my mum that found that in an article. I come back to the house and she was like, Cyndi Lauper's a fan. And I was like, sorry, what? Cyndi Lauper, the Cyndi Lauper.
She's
like,
yeah. Yes.
Well, it's crazy. I'm very grateful and humbled by it all. It is really amazing. This is Bo Anderson with Graham Howie on Heartland FM.
On The Breakfast Show, I was sharing the delights of my new electric blanket, a complete with crushed velour. And then your toes are just glowing. Oh, happy days.
So were your tootsies worn then?
Absolutely toasty. I've never slept so well in my life.
Imagine having toasty tootsies at night. I mean,
decadence.
It's the most fun you've had in a long time.
It is, actually, yes.
That particular area of the house, I think.
No. It's probably true. Yes, I won't argue with that. Yes, but 2021 is the year of opportunity, positive thinking, so I remain focused. And think of it as a pulling line. You could come back to mine, and of all the things I could spoil with you, you could have your own dual control. There you go. I think he's a bit jealous.
On you go.
Hi,
cheer me up.
I'm Amy McDonald, and you're listening to Graham Howie, such a handsome devil, on Heartland FM.
Sorry, Oscar. I couldn't resist it. I won't do it again.
Does she mention me as a handsome devil?
Honestly, I, what can I say? I feel like, well, what good sense and judgment the lady has. That's all I can say, Oscar.
You'll have that on repeat now, won't you?
I've played it.
It'll be your ringtone for your phone.
Alistair, there's an idea. Ringtone is on the way.
Graham Howie at breakfast on Heartland FM.
On The Breakfast Show, I was describing my fear three bees coming into your house, chasing about forever, trying to avoid getting stung. It took me half an hour to get out. Why is it they can come in the window, but they can't find their way out again? I don't understand it. What's wrong with them? It's buzzing about the window, and I start shouting at the window's open, just go, just go. And then it comes buzzing back to me again, and I said to him, don't come at me, the window's over there. Went back to the window, still didn't go out. So in the end, I had to sort of encourage it, but I don't understand it. Is it a radar issue or something?
Graham with his friend the wasp.
Oh, I was petrified, honestly. I just couldn't relax at all. Give me the heebie-jeebies, Alistair. I was trying to get Patty the dog out of bed. It's a diverse audience that we have on The Breakfast Show, as you know. And the lovely Wilma from Pitlochry phoned me. Hi, Wilma. And said she's having, I'm always pleased to help Alistair. Her problems with Patty, her dog, this morning. And he wouldn't get out of bed and was just remaining stuck under the duvet. And as we were celebrating the music of Stevie Wonder and being 71 today, she said, why don't you play him a song and just say, I just called to say I love you. So I don't know if it worked or not. I'm assuming Patty was, out of the bed. But I mean, that's just the diversity of The Breakfast Show. I rest my case, Alistair. Dogs and everything. It's a first, I have to say. It's Last Song Roulette tomorrow, and I'm looking for the word beat in the title of the song. Suggestions, please, to my Facebook post. And I'll also be catching up with our political editor, Mr. Charles Fletcher, from his show, The Week in Holyrood. And of course, the usual fun, silly nonsense, but always such good quality.
Graham Howie at breakfast. Back tomorrow morning. Let's see. The Voice of Heart.